I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Citrix Systems. Go to my PC.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. I'm going nutty cuckoo because I've got so many things going on. I'm having to multitask in so many directions. I have got things like antennas and other kinds of antennas and things going on all at once. And I'm mastering audio stuff, and I'm burning CDs, and I'm using electrician's tape, and even little thingies that I don't know what to call them. Anyway. So let's calm down a moment and consider the blog of which this show is based, upon which this show is based, whatever. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. You know, if I didn't wave my fingers around, nothing would get done. It's just a rule. All right. The blog of which I aforementionedly spoke in the past tense previously is drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Yes, because this is a video-oriented blog. That's why you can see my fuzzy face. It's actually quite clear, but it's got a lot of fuzz of the hair variety, not the out-of-focus variety. Anyway, the point is, this is a short blog this week because I've been busy with the antennas and things. You say, what kind of antennas? It's just stuff. You know what I'm saying? I have a work table here covered with stuff and Yoldi Radio Shack bags full of stuff. In fact, if you go and look in, you'll find IDE cables, and nobody uses IDE anymore. More IDE. Yes. Okay. Anyway, the blog of which I was previously speaking has stuff on it, which we're going to talk about. Disjointed, yes. Yes, I am. Okay. Universal Wi-Fi coming in a few years? Maybe. This was an article that came out earlier in the week past. I posted it on February 4th. And I said, let's hope so. This would truly be a game changer. For instance, I'm big into internet radio, as you know, and internet radio, you could listen anywhere at all across the entire country, whether you're in a car, anywhere, because you would have ubiquitous Wi-Fi. I've talked about that in the past, ubiquitous Wi-Fi. A fancy way of saying Wi-Fi everywhere. So, but this article came out because the federal government wants to create a super Wi-Fi network across the nation, so powerful and broad in reach and scope that consumers could use them to make calls or surf the internet without paying a cell phone bill every month. Now, here's the thing about that. That means all the cell phone carriers would be going, no! And all of the Time Warners and Comcast and internet providers of the world would be going, no! So, there are very powerful forces at work that would try to stop this, as you might imagine. Yes. But the FCC officials want to hand over this bandwidth to people who would be providing this ubiquitous Wi-Fi throughout the world, well, throughout the United States, not necessarily the world, and make it easier to do stuff. And I'm all for doing stuff. I do a lot of stuff. And so I would be very much for that. But the likelihood of it actually happening, like I said, with all the powerful forces that would want to stop it, it's not likely. Know what I'm saying? But dude, if it became the way things worked, awesome. I mean, can you imagine? You could take an internet radio, which I don't have handy here. I have one at work. It picks up off Wi-Fi and you can listen to internet radio through it, which is pretty cool. But you have to have Wi-Fi there to listen, which I have there, but you don't have it everywhere. So you can't like listen everywhere, okay? Which is why this would be cool. Boy, I'm really kind of digressing on this. So let me tell you about our sponsor, Citrix Systems. Citrix Systems has an awesome program called Go to My PC. And see, that's the thing about what I was saying about the ubiquitous Wi-Fi. I mean, you want to be able to get to anything, anywhere, at any time. And right now, you can't exactly do that easily unless you have a program like Go to My PC, which you can install on your PC, like let's say at home, or your iPad, or your whatever, you know, device. But then you can go to the PC that you are running at work that has all your work on it, has all your files and data and things that you need to get to. So it's very cool to be able to actually, as the name says, go to your PC and be able to get to it from anywhere, even if you're on the road. Now, the nice thing about places like, you know, McDonald's and Starbucks is they do have Wi-Fi you can tap into. So if you have a device that can connect to Wi-Fi, you can use Go to My PC to get to the PC, which is pretty cool. So I'm encouraging you to use this special offer that we have on the screen right here. And that is to use the special code word podcast. Go to mypc.com, enter the code word podcast, and you'll get 30 days free trial with Go to My PC. Now, I'm telling you, Go to My PC is the way to get to your PC, and you need to do it now. So I'm asking you to do that. It will help out Tech Podcast Network, this show, the Dr. Bill Show, and of course our great sponsor, Citrix Systems, and Go to My PC. So do it now. All right. Now let's talk about something else rather than ubiquitous Wi-Fi, which doesn't look like it's going to happen anyway, but I wish it would. And that is LibreOffice. LibreOffice 4.0 is out. As a matter of fact, over here in the floor, I am downloading LibreOffice 4.0. Ooh, it's downloaded. How very awesome. So I shall click upon the thing and run it to install it. You say, Dr. Bill, you're doing this in the middle of a show. That's what I was talking about multitasking. I've been doing a lot of that lately. So I'm installing this on my wife's laptop while I'm doing the show, because if I didn't, when would I get anything done? Because I'm doing all this stuff all the time. Anyway, it's now installing. Ooh, it's almost done. Anyway, the point is you should download LibreOffice. I'm updating all the computers here with LibreOffice 4.0 because it's awesome. This is the latest, you know, major version. We've gone from the 3 series to the 4 series. Pretty cool. So if you have OpenOffice installed, uninstall it. I'm reading the instructions here. If you're running Linux, the GCJ Linux variant has known issues with LibreOffice. We advise you to use the OpenJDK instead. It drops a few long deprecated features, including support for legacy binary StarOffice files. Not a problem for me. And it exports to legacy Word and Excel. And export to legacy Word and Excel like version 6 and version 95. Yeah, okay. Still does 2000 and 2003 and all of those, so don't panic. Some menu entries have changed or been added. If you missed something, that may be due to the use of customized menu settings for your previous LibreOffice installation. So cool stuff's in here, and they've made some changes, so check it out. They also have the online help module that you can download, and that will help you as well. Just saying. So anyway, here's another. This is a weird one. I read this and went, what? The headline I have here is, dial-up internet is still accounts for most of AOL's profit. I find that difficult to believe, that people are still using dial-up internet. I mean, you know, you remember the old noises that your modem made? Dude, didn't know I could do that, did you? Probably don't want me to do it again either, do you? Anyway, no. The thing is, AOL, America Online, is still getting revenue, the majority of their revenue, from dial-up. What's the matter with you people out there? As I say in the article, are we sure there's no market for buggy whips? Yikes! This headline is totally crazy. And the headline that I'm referring to is the one here that says, AOL's dial-up subscription business produces more than all of the company's profit. More than all of the company's profit. You know, if you think about that sentence, it makes no sense. So perhaps the guy who wrote this headline was crazy. Wasn't me. Really. But it goes on and says that it's dial-up that they're getting most of their money from. Now, I remember back in the day that AOL was, you know, it was just a little bitty company. It was a bulletin board system, as a matter of fact, in Virginia. And when I had a bulletin board system of my own called the Billboard, people could dial into that, and this guy, you know, he ran this thing, and he morphed it into AOL. And he made $11 billion. And I just dropped mine and didn't do anything with it. Pretty much after my son was born in 1992, I said, you know, I don't have time for this anymore. And I didn't, so I dropped it. But, you know, this guy that created AOL, he went on to make $11 billion. It's kind of like thinking about the fact that I'm the same age as Bill Gates. You know, that can be depressing. So I won't dwell on that. I'll move on. Okay. Anyway, speaking of Bill Gates and Microsoft, is Surface Pro a hit or a miss? Microsoft has been hyping Surface Pro a lot. Been ads on TV. I point to my TV. This week, tons and tons of ads for Surface. And it looks kind of cool, I gotta admit. But it's so expensive. Dude, $999. It's pretty expensive. So, Microsoft is hyping the fact that they ran out of Surface Pro units. They have sold out. Even online, they've sold out. Now, that sounds impressive until you realize that if they only made 10 of them, you know what I'm saying? Okay, probably they made more than 10, but dude, it depends on how many you make as to how fast you sell out. So if they just decided, let's just make a few and see if anybody buys them, and then sold out and went, ooh, look, they sold out. Then they spin it to make it sound like, whoa, this was really successful. Okay. Let's look at the figures here. It says, headlines over the last week have been abuzz with a claim that 200 million global workers are clamoring for a Windows 8 tablet. If not for a Surface Pro in particular. The figure is an extrapolation of data collected for Forrester's 2013 Mobile Workforce Adoption Trends Survey, where they surveyed 10,000 information workers in 16 countries and found that 32% of respondents wanted Windows running on their next work tablet. The figure easily outpaces the proportion of people who said they want an iPad, which is 26%, or an Android, which is 12%. It has prompted speculation that Microsoft is pushing enterprise mobility across a new Rubicon, one defined by not only touchscreens and thin form factors, but also true multitasking, legacy application support, and laptop-level computing power. Yeah. But to be clear, the Surface Pro isn't likely to flop, even if it isn't the runaway success that Microsoft seems to want you to think it is, because there are a lot of people who do want it. I mean, I wouldn't mind. If you gave me one, I would take it and shake your hand and tell you you're a really wonderful individual. Yes. But would I go out and buy one? No. Just saying. So there you go. Now, I mentioned the craziness earlier, right? All of the stuff that I'm doing. Well, because of that, I don't have a Geek Software of the Week. I'm sorry. Dude, don't throw any Nerf rocks at me. Or even real rocks. That would hurt more. But next week, I'll have a doubly wonderful Geek Software of the Week. This week, I didn't want to just throw one out there that was kind of sorry. You know what I'm saying? I've already had people take me to task over that, too. Man. So, ooh, look. My installation here finished. So my wife now has LibreOffice again, which is a good thing. One little, that's good. I was going to say one little hint that I will give you is that when I at work uninstalled Libre, or let me back up. When I installed LibreOffice 4 at work, it left the LibreOffice 3.6 menu thing in there. There was nothing in it. You know, when you go to programs, there was. So I deleted it. And that's fine to do, okay? So the reference was left. It got rid of it on hers, so that's good. You know, the installation probably hiccuped on my network. But it installed and it ran fine, and this install is fine, so good news. So, that's about it for this week, I think. We've been running, you know, 15 minutes or so. That's long enough. I've got to get back to all my craziness. Yes, yes, Fred is right. You mean this isn't part of the craziness? Yes, it is. That's kind of the point. Anyway, so, I mean, check this out. Let me get this. See if I can do it without hitting the camera. This is a label machine thing. That's what I'm saying. I got stuff. I got pieces of projects. I've got wire. You know, did I mention the electrical tape? Yes, I've got stuff everywhere. And stuff. So, it's about time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.